Children's aid societies and Indigenous well-being agencies across the Greater Toronto Area are coming together for the first time ever in a united call for new foster caregivers who can provide temporary, supportive homes for children and youth with diverse identities and needs. As an extension of the Ontario Association of Children's Aid Societies' There to Care campaign, these agencies are partnering to inspire community members to open their homes and make a meaningful impact in the lives of children, youth and families in their shared communities, according to a news release. The coalition includes the York Region Children's Aid Society, Catholic Children's Aid Society of Toronto, Children's Aid Society of Toronto, DNA Agdawenmag Binujiag Child and Family Services, Durham Children's Aid Society, Jewish Family and Child Service and Peel Children's Aid Society. While more than 90% of the children and youth supported by these agencies remain with their families, there are times when they can no longer stay with their primary caregivers or kin, the news release stated. In these cases, they are brought to a place of safety with foster caregivers who provide them with a nurturing environment and support ongoing family contact and relationship building until their family can resume care or an alternative permanency plan is in place. Although some yearly turnover among foster caregivers is expected, the rise in retirements and transitions of long-time caregivers highlights the need to engage new ones. Areas of need: there is a significant need across the GTA for foster caregivers who can support sibling groups, older children and teens, as well as children and youth with complex needs. This includes individuals experienced in working with neurodivergent young people or those with medical conditions. The agencies also prioritize partnering with caregivers who can reflect, share, and/or nurture the child or youth's cultural and community connections. Caregivers from a range of identities across race, culture, religion, creed, gender, and sexual orientation play a critical role in providing inclusive and compassionate support that responds to the unique needs of these children and youth. Dispelling myths. The agencies are particularly focused on dispelling misconceptions about what it takes to be a foster caregiver. Many people may hold outdated views about foster caregivers, often imagining them as a heterosexual married couple living in a home they own, the release said. However, foster caregivers can be single, common law partners or married, with or without children, living in a condo, apartment or house they rent or own, and of any sexual orientation and gender. Furthermore, there are misconceptions that foster caregivers may be required to provide long-term or permanent care. However, foster care is always meant to be temporary, with the end goal being supportive reunification with the child or youth's family. How to get involved? To learn more about becoming a foster caregiver, visit gta.theretocare.ca.